Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
This is day 22 of Joshua, volume 2, Living the Victorious Life. Today's title is Blessed Boundaries. Henry Cloud said, "Boundaries define us. They define what is me and what is not me. A boundary shows me where I end and someone else begins, leading me to a sense of ownership. Knowing what I am to own and to take responsibility for gives me freedom. Taking responsibility for my life opens up many different options. Boundaries help us keep the good in and the bad out. Setting boundaries inevitably involves taking responsibility for your choices. You are the one who makes them. You are the one who must live with their consequences. And you are the one who may be keeping yourself from making the choices you could be happy with." Our text today is Joshua 15, verses 1 through 12. "The allotment for the tribe of the people of Judah, according to their clans, reached southward to the boundary of Edom, to the wilderness of Zin, at the farthest south. And their south boundary ran from the end of the Salt Sea, from the bay that faces southward. It goes southward of the ascent of Akrabbim, passes along to Zin, and goes up south of Kadesh Barnea, along with Hezron, up to Adar, turns about to Karka, passes along to Asmon, goes out by the brook of Egypt, and comes to its end at the sea. This shall be your south boundary. And the east boundary is the Salt Sea, to the mouth of the Jordan, and the boundary on the north side runs from the bay of the sea at the mouth of the Jordan, and the boundary goes up to Beth Hoglah, and passes along north of Beth Araba, and the boundary goes up to the stone of Bohan, the son of Reuben, and the boundary goes up to Debir from the valley of Achor, and so northward, turning toward Gilgal, which is opposite the ascent of the Adamimim, which is on the south side of the valley. And the boundary passes along to the waters of the En Shemesh, and ends at En Rogel. Then the boundary goes up by the valley of the son of Hinnom at the southern shoulder of the Jebusite, that is, Jerusalem. And the boundary goes up to the top of the mountain that lies over against the valley of Hinnom, on the west at the northern end of the valley of Rephaim. Then the boundary extends from the top of the mountain to the spring of the waters of Nephtoah, and from there to the cities of Mount Ephron. Then the boundary bends around to Bala, that is, Kiriath Jearim, and the boundary circles west of Bala to Mount Seir, passes along to the northern shoulder of Mount Jearim, that is, Chesalon, and goes down to Beth Shemesh and passes along Timnah. The boundary goes out to the shoulder of the hill north of Ekron. Then the boundary bends around to Shekeron and passes along to Mount Bala and goes out to Jabneel. Then the boundary comes to an end at the sea. And the west boundary was the Great Sea with its coastline. This is the boundary around the people of Judah according to their clans." Joshua 15 through 19 describes the allotment of land for the 9.5 tribes of Israel that settled in the Promised Land. The tribe of Judah is listed first, and the entire chapter of Joshua 15 is dedicated to this one tribe. This signifies the preeminence of the tribe of Judah. For future reference, it is important to remember Jacob's 12 sons and their mothers. The following list is derived from Genesis 35, 22 through 26. Leah, mother of Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, and Zebulun. Rachel, mother of Joseph and Benjamin. Zilpah, Leah's maid, mother of Gad and Asher. Bilhah, Rachel's maid, mother of Dan and Naphtali. The Cornerstone Biblical Commentary describes Judah's inheritance and why Leah's fourth son receives the blessing. Judah's tribal allotment is described in much more detail than those of the rest of the tribes, one of the many testimonies to Judah's prominence throughout Israel's history. Judah was Jacob and Leah's fourth son. Reuben, Judah's oldest brother, had forfeited his birthright and place of leadership among Jacob's sons. Simeon and Levi had lost their chances at family leadership by their treachery against Shechem. His brother's failures put Judah in line to receive Jacob's blessing. One way Jacob's blessing of Judah was brought to reality was in the tribal allotments. The descriptions of Judah's borders are the most detailed, and the list of Judah's cities the most complete of any tribe. Judah's geographical position among the tribes was central, guaranteeing Judah's leadership in the affairs of the nation. Reuben, Simeon, and Levi, whose transgressions had caused Jacob to pass them over, each became, as tribes in the land, dependent upon Judah. The geography of the tribal allotments both reflected and helped to shape the fulfillment of each tribe's spiritual inheritance as given by Jacob and confirmed in general by Moses. Reuben was excluded for his sin of incest. Simeon and Levi lost their blessing because of their sin against Shechem. Jacob's first three sons with Leah crossed over God's boundaries and missed their blessing. Judah became the firstborn in the eyes of Jacob, and God extended the boundaries of his blessing. Judah would be the leader of Jacob's family, and his descendants would lead the nation of Israel. Beginning with David, all the kings of Israel would come from the tribe of Judah. The reign of the kings from Judah would continue until Shiloh. It's interesting that the name Shiloh means, "Unto him the peoples shall gather." Many scholars believe this is a reference to Jesus, our Messiah. Revelation 5:5 refers to Jesus as the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Micah 5:2-5 prophesied that peace would come from the tribe of Judah. In Genesis 49:8-12, Jacob prophesied that the tribe of Judah would be prosperous. Judah's name means praise. Jesus would descend from the tribe of Judah and be the recipient of all praise. In Joshua 15, the boundaries of Judah's blessings are described in detail. God gives us boundaries so that we can be protected, and so we will know all that God has for us. We need spiritual boundaries to protect us from sin. We also need spiritual borders so that we will live within the blessing that God has in store for us. Questions to consider today. What are your thoughts on Henry Cloud's quote that begins today's devotion? What boundaries has God set up in your life? What boundaries are necessary for you to live within the borders of God's blessings? Take some time and contemplate the lives of Reuben, Simeon, and Levi. How did their sins cost them God's best? The tribe of Judah extends down to David, Joseph, and then Jesus. Mary, on her father's side of the family, descended from Judah. What does it say about God that he chose to have his son descend from the fourth-born son of Jacob and Leah? Pray with me. Lord, thank you so much for giving us the boundaries that we need to experience your best. Show us clearly where those borders are, such that we can live into the abundance you have for us. We love you, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen.